This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Ski giant Vail Resorts has rejected Vail Town Council's offer to pay the company $12 million for a plot of land it owns next to I-70. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the move means the issue may end up in court.
In a letter to Vail's town manager, the resort's chief operating officer, Bill Rock, says the company won't take the money and will go to court to protect its plan to build affordable housing for its workers on the five-acre parcel. The town council says the development would harm bighorn sheep in the area and in May voted to condemn the property. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A busy intersection in Aurora is still shut down nearly 2 weeks after an RTD light rail train derailed. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Sable Boulevard and Exposition Avenue are big suburban streets just south of the Aurora Town Center Mall. Nearly 2 weeks after an RTD train derailed here, they're still closed, though cars are occasionally passing by signs and through the intersection. You can see gouges in the pavement, and one of the big posts that holds up the overhead wires, it's leaning significantly. It looks like the train hit it. There was no one from RTD or any other authority out here on Monday afternoon. The agency says it's still investigating the incident. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Expect seasonal temperatures in Denver for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Right now it's 65 degrees with a few clouds, and in Grand Junction it's 70 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.